Really great personal style holds on to what you know you love, and you create your own version of what feels good and what feels stylish with your lifestyle, your community, and then you take what the fashion world is telling you to wear as an invitation. It's like a buffet. Like, you go and you don't eat the shellfish if you're allergic because everybody says it's great. Like, you pick and grab what you want to try, but you should experiment. You should pay attention a little bit, play with it, and then invest where it feels really, really good, because confidence in the end is the main thing you're searching for. You want to feel like that empowered, strong, like you're owning the room. And if you feel that way in a more fitted jean, then go for
Welcome to the Find Your Strong podcast. I'm Jennifer Van Barneveld Pei, president of Strong Fitness Magazine, founder of Team Strong Girls, and fitness coach turned fitness publisher. Each week, I'm going to give you a thought or an interview of how to build stronger bodies, stronger minds, and stronger relationships. Getting to where I am now has been nothing short of a journey of the ultimate highs and the deepest of lows. I've had my fair share of setbacks, near bankruptcy, an eating disorder, and multiple miscarriages. You name it, I lost my way time and time again. But through it all, I uncovered my purpose, which gave me the perseverance to find my strong and stay the course. I've spent more than 15 years coaching women, and I know that fitness is a vessel to help you feel strong, confident, and empowered in your body and your life. If you're looking for inspiration and motivation, you've come to the right place. You are not going to want to miss this. Hey, Nicole, I am beyond thrilled to have you on the show today. Thanks for joining us.
You're welcome. I'm really thrilled to be here. I have no doubt that there's going to be a lot of goodies to come.
Absolutely. Your expertise as a stylist and wardrobe manager brings a fresh perspective that we actually haven't explored yet on the podcast. So I'm really excited about this. And I truly believe that how we dress and present ourselves to the world can have a profound impact on our confidence levels, which, let's face it, is crucial when it comes to feeling our best and owning our journey to health and fitness. And a lot of my clients have, lost weight or, gained muscle in certain areas. So their body composition completely changes. And then they have to face buying a new wardrobe. So I think this is going to be such an incredible podcast for them to tune into. And I have to admit, being a busy mom entrenched in the fitness industry myself, with most of my days spent, working from home, I've developed a bit of a love affair with my comfy Lulus. So, needless
you're
to
not
say,
alone. You're not alone.
I think after the pandemic too, a lot of, people are now working from home, and we're in our comfy gear still. So I am all ears. I'm going to soak up your insights today. And I would first just love to know how you got into becoming a fashion stylist.
It was a complete accident. I was definitely not a girl who was, picking up Vogue every month and, dreaming about being in the fashion industry. I actually stumbled into it through a friend who had recently got a new job and needed to look the part. And I just did it for fun slash kind of need a direction as a post grad, and it was like breathing. I'm sure like anyone knows that when something feels like it's part of who you are, it just is something you could do with such ease and effortlessness, and that's exactly what it was like. I understood how to color combine and proportion, and I didn't realize until later on as a kid I loved buying presents. I thought present shopping was so fun, and I think that innate ability to think of the thoughtfulness of someone for someone is what partially what makes me really great at understanding my clients. So from there, I built up a small business. I was like, how to form an LLC, like all the little things. And I ended up edging my way into the fashion industry and worked at brands like Theory and J. Crew, and was at Net-a-Porter for 5 years, air kissing, uncomfortable shoes. And I really just wanted to go back to the heart of helping people and women feel incredible and giving them that confidence, because I realized how it was like sort of my secret sauce to my life is that, and no matter where I went, no matter what I did, I never questioned how I looked, and I knew I looked good. And there was some sort of the power in that I wanted to give it everyone else. And that's what I do. So that's how I formed Let's Get You. And I've been styling people full time since 2018. My 6 year anniversary is in like a week.
Oh, well, happy anniversary. That's amazing. I feel like we share many similarities, because that's, I love helping women just like step into their power and, you know, get the body they want so they can, you know, be the person that they've always dreamt of being, or who they really are deep down inside. And I think fashion and the way that you're presenting yourself is such a huge part of that. So I want to ask you, I'm sure you get a lot of clients too, like, you know, navigating changes in body shapes, you know, even when we're approaching in our 40s, like our body changes, right? And as I said before, a lot of our clients have literally changed their body composition. You know, we're putting on muscle in the upper body, we're putting on muscle in the lower body, we're shrinking that waist in, getting that X frame physique when they didn't have that before. So how do you approach that when it comes to different size and shapes, when it comes to people that are on their fitness journey and changing all the time?
And it's, you know, just to validate what you said, as you mentioned, like we're all changing throughout our lives. You know, menopause and age can significantly change the shape of a body. And that those transitions are quite normal and common. And what I do is, first of all, you want to look at what's the change and where, like, so people often ask to start with, like, what if I'm losing weight or planning on gaining weight? When is a safe time to start buying?
Yes.
Typically, if you're going to do more than a 10 to 20 pound difference, you should wait till you get to that next phase and then do a much bigger investment. Because beyond that, it's really difficult to tailor things. And that will go into the second tip, is tailoring is a huge thing. We need to let go of the idea that things off the rack, meaning like you go to the store, you pull it off the rack, you buy it from, you know, shopbop.com, or, and you send, it's going to fit. Lots of people, particularly people in the fitness environments with, you know, you'll have broader shoulders, you'll have thicker thighs, you'll have like a curvier, these muscles and these composition changes, as you mentioned, like they will interrupt the way clothes will fit.
Yeah.
And you can use tailors to alter your pieces. And now if you're in the middle of that transition, you haven't gotten to your other journey, what I love to tell people to do is you have to streamline your closet to your present moment wardrobe. It's really important that you have what's in there, what's working for right now, because, you know, a fitness journey, regardless of whether or not you're trying to bulk or you're trying to slim, whatever it is, it takes time and patience. And there are a lot of, I think, moments when you want to give up or you're feeling discouraged. And if your clothes don't fit, that's not going to help.
Yeah.
So you need to eliminate the ones that are not fitting in this moment. And that doesn't mean you just have to throw them away, but take them out of your closet, archive them at the very least. And then the ones that are too big, you can alter. That's where the tailor comes in. If you know, generally 1 to 2 sizes, sometimes 3, they can do a lot. They can nip in waists and it can be very affordable versus buying entirely new clothes. So you really need to audit your closet. It's really one of the first thing. And then as your transition continues, you can re-invite those older pieces that are smaller or bigger into your wardrobe, and make sure you have like a capsule of the moment. And then you will be able to make smarter choices if you are like, I don't have any jeans. If you're like, girl, nothing fits, like this is serious. Then you will know like it's time to at least buy 1 or 2 things to kind of fill in those day-to-day gaps.
Okay, that's a really great tip, the tailor. Like, how do you go about finding a good tailor? Do you have any tips there?
You know, I gotta be honest, I just like love Google. Okay. And I think that there's two things that I find works. You definitely just look at Google, and you want to really be in anything that's 4.5, 5 stars, because there's a lot of value in, they may be even moderately the same price, but there's a lot of value in people who do things exceptional. And secondly, I know that, I know myself and a lot of my clients are a part of a lot of like community groups, Facebook groups, mom groups, like their city groups. Using those resources for like, what's your favorite tailors or what's your neighborhood go-to guy, I found you'll get the recommendations from the people, and those word of mouth are some of the best. You're in the New York metro area, I definitely can give you a bunch of my own recommendations, but that's what I would do if you were in a different city.
That's a great tip, because I feel like so many of, I'm talking just specifically for my clients, they think that they need to go and invest in a whole new wardrobe. So that tailor option is huge savings. And then there's pieces that you absolutely love, right? That you can still continue to wear. One thing that I often hear, it's funny, because I also work with a lot of like fitness people in the fitness industry that are, wanting to get published and that sort of thing. And they say to me all the time, Jenny, I look really good naked, but not in my clothes. But, because the clothes are probably
bad problem.
Yeah, not a bad problem. Not a bad problem. But what would be some of like the key wardrobe essentials that someone would consider investing in as their body's changing?
So I recommend what I call like your regular daily wears, your foundation pieces. They're things you wear like as often that are not workout clothes. We're talking about, and that could be, for some people that could mean jeans. For other people that could mean work trousers. Maybe you work in a business casual environment. That could mean t-shirts. Other people it could mean like date night looks, right? So I would say, look about your lifestyle and like, what would you wear the most? And that's definitely what you should invest in first. And then for specific examples, I love, I think blazers are great pieces, or light jackets are great pieces to invest in while your weight is changing or your body's changing, because they're easy to tailor. Mm-hmm. And they can be a little bit more oversized. It's definitely something you can carry on a trend. And you can layer them. Blazers are really something you can take that was like a little bit tight, and then you get a little smaller, or if your shoulders get a little, change a little, they can bring it out a little bit. So there's definitely a lot of flexibility in light jacketing. I also just feel, I honestly, trousers are a great, or a relaxed pants. So denim is a go-to for a lot of people, but it's a big struggle. So if you are finding that you're not comfortable in denim, or you struggle to find things that fit, I always actually think that like a trouser, because you can wear it with a sneaker, you can wear like a relaxed cotton blend pant with, an elevated flat. You can do it for a date night look. You can do it for a work look. You can throw on a t-shirt with it. If you prefer a high waist versus a low waist, you get those options. And mostly, I find that people with muscles, they tend to like, things won't just be too tight in the bum, in the thigh. And trousers often have a lot of fluidity in that space. So it gives you room to grow, room to shrink. And it's an underutilized piece. People usually go to jeans, but I say, go to trousers or something in like a cotton stretch blend that's like kind of feels mm-hmm. like a cargo or a relaxed casual pant.
Question. Are leggings, or like, let's say like legging jeans or even leggings, are they completely out of style now, or can you still wear them?
So in 2024, you can definitely wear first of all, skinny jeans are very out. So they are definitely not on trend at all. If you want to be at the forefront of fashion and you want to look more trendy, you definitely don't want to do your skinny jean anymore. However, I realize that a lot of people love them, and I live in the real world, and I see a lot of people still wearing skinny jeans.
Yeah.
So you kind of have to decide, where do you fit in the camp? Now, with that being said, your question about leggings. Leggings currently right now, we're having a resurgence of that. Like, remember when Victoria's Secret used to have the pink legging with like the fold over and it was a kick flare and it was like considered a yoga pant.
I had a lot of those. It's back.
Yeah, okay. That's back in a big way. And what I would say is if you really like to sit and you want to do a legging and you want to have that comfy, stretchy look and you want to modernize it, that would be a great update. Get one or two of those. You get like the fit that you like in a little kick flare, and you can wear it with like your favorite sneakers. You can get a, like, whether it's a polished, more fashion sneaker, or you're running to the gym in them, that will update you. And I think wearing it in combination with your other, you know, sporty athleisure pieces will keep you from looking dated. Another really great idea, if you are kind of a skinny jeans girl and you're like, but I want to keep them, is you can play with them as like in skinny pants. So cigarette pants, where I did see them a bit on the recent runway, they're not, you just have to wear them in modern ways. So we used to wear our skinny jeans with like over the knee boots or hot, like riding boots, or, you know, we would wear them with our little shrunken blazers, but turn them into modern iterations. So maybe wear something a little bit more fluid on top, or you wear it with a ballet flat, because that's a very in style again. You can wear it with a sneaker and a scrunch sock. So wear it like kind of almost like 80s style. Like, you kind
like
of
socks over,
have,
like socks over the,
yeah,
over. Yeah. That's over what I egg. Tend to do with, for my leggings now. Okay.
Yeah.
So that's
you really,
considered
it's
in.
Like, yeah, it's very, very popular. And I think it's going to stay for a bit. What I think it's really important to do is, what you like can stay the same. You just have to kind of shift it into more modern ways of wearing it. Like, I don't want to wear JNCO style low rise baggy jeans like that, you know, maybe some of my 20 something counterparts are doing online. Not my thing. It wasn't my thing when I was 16. So like, I'm not into it. But that doesn't mean that I can't still wear some more of the like fluid, like fun jeans in my way. And if you like a fitted jean, there are a lot of wide leg jeans that are fitted through the hip and thigh that still show the booty, that still make you feel sexy. So
I love those ones. Like, I tend to go with the more flare. And I, when I, even in my 20s, whenever they were in, like in high school, I guess, I would always go with like the tighter in the booty, in the thigh, because they still made you feel, as you said, sexy, and then it kind of flares out. So are those flared jeans considered in style right now?
Yeah, those would come back as well. And, you know, one thing that's happening with trends is you will see like there'll be like in, out constantly. Like, if you follow it at all, like you'll just kind of like feel like you're constantly getting it wrong because it's moving all the time.
Yeah.
But really great personal style holds on to what you know you love, and you create your own version of what feels good and what feels stylish with your lifestyle, your community. And then you take what the fashion world is telling you to wear as an invitation. It's like a buffet. Like, you know, you go and you know, you don't eat the shellfish if you're allergic because everybody says it's great. Like, you pick and grab what you want to try, but you should experiment. You should pay attention a little bit, play with it, and then invest where it feels really, really good, because confidence in the end is the main thing you're searching for. You want to feel like that empowered, strong, like you're owning the room. And if you feel that way in a more fitted jean, then go for it. Like, then do it. And, you know, as a girl who works out personally, like, I work hard for the booty. I would like to share.
Yeah, you want to show it.
Yeah, I
bought a few wide leg pants, and I'll wear them here and there. But it's so funny when I put them on, my husband's like, "What are you wearing?" And not that I really care what he thinks. Like fashion's fashion. I feel like women dress for women. But then I also want him to, you know, like, be proud of his wife and what I'm wearing, right? So I tend to like go with the more tight fitting options. Any advice around styling those like really wide leg pants? Like, would you put a smaller top on?
Okay, it definitely helps to balance volume. So if you are really voluminous on the bottom, you can wear something a little tucked in, like a tucked in shirt or more of a cropped tee. But, you know, one of the keys to working with those kind of more wide leg jeans or something with a lot of volume on the bottom, it's not that you don't have to do something that is totally fitted. But what you do want to do is you want to balance proportion. So that means, because anybody, whether you're 5'1 or 6'1, can wear things. It's about the ratio of the body, right? So we all have, think of your body as a series of geometrical shapes, right? You got torso, legs, head, arms, feet, and all of them are of different lengths and proportions. And you and me are going to have different ones, right? Because you're going to be a different height. Maybe you work out a little more than I do. Like, you know, so there's things. And so is your torso longer than your legs? Is your legs longer than your torso? But then when you put clothes on, do those clothes balance that ratio? Because we are never a halfway point. The most unflattering thing that anyone can do, and I mean, I call it unflattering because it's about, like, if you want to have a balanced visual body, it's about cutting yourself off at the middle. So if you put on a shirt and a pair of pants and you feel like it thickens you through the middle, if you feel like it shortens you, the odds are is that the break where that bottom and that top meet is at the halfway point. And you want to think of it as, like, you know, a third and two thirds. So you want to have a two third is longer and a third is shorter. So that's why someone can wear like a super oversized shirt and little shorts and they don't look 2 feet tall because all these legs are sticking out and it looks really long. And then the proportions are balanced. You have a third and two thirds. So if you wanted to wear something like a flowy blouse or an oversized sweater with like a looser pant, like that high-waisted or like a wide leg jean, it's like maybe make it a little more cropped or make it a brighter color so it contrasts. Tuck it in. So think about that. Those are three things you can do to balance your proportions.
That's great. What do you think about the like doing your colors or your seasons?
I love this question.
Because that's really big right now. And actually funny, like my parents had a restaurant growing up. And so the store beside us, that's what they did. And that was like 25 years ago. But I feel like it's like come back.
Yes.
Do you do that with your clients?
I do. I actually, it's so funny. So I have, I'll show you a book. I have a book that I remember when I was first interning in personal styling. I actually got this book. It's called Color Me Confident. It's like literally, I think it's from like the 80s. Like you can just see. Wow. It's great though. It has all the basic components, but I kept all my material from back then when I was trying to learn everything I could. So I do. And my take on it is that it only matters if it matters. It's that simple. Like you decide what matters and, you know, you could go your entire life and never care about your colors and only just wear whatever colors you like. And it's not going to hold you back. The only people that I think who need to really focus on that are people who are on TV or want to like use it as a tool to influence and or attract certain types of environments or people. Because when you are on TV, color will impact the way that you present. Lighting, your color, your best colors, all these things will have influence. But if you're like a regular gal living life, it's about, does it matter to you? It can be a really fun way to feel pretty, to appreciate your complexion, to shop in smarter ways. And I'm wearing a really bright color.
I love it.
Right now, which I bought knowing is not entirely my color. So I wear, there's four types of colors. It's like, they're basically spring, autumns, winter, and summers. Those are the main ones. And color palettes that work for you are basically based on how bright and saturated is it, or how unsaturated and muted is it. And there's a couple of reasons our colors are the reason they are. But my colors are like, I'm a spring, so I'm bright, it's crisp. But this is a little bit more of a winter color, which is like they're more moody and dark. I'm just giving you an example. But like, I like the shirt.
Really good on you. Yeah, it looks really nice.
Thank you.
Yeah. It's like a nice green.
That's what I mean. Like, I loved the shirt. I thought it was pretty on me. Now, is there maybe a more perfect green? Yeah, probably. But I'm not going to let that hold me back from buying the shirt that I like. So I invite people to try it if they want sort of a shortcut to seeing like how to stand out in their style. If they want to know maybe a more ideal color palette to invest in, it's a lot of fun. It is something that I can do with my clients, and it's a part of my full service experience of narrowing down your color palette. And
that's great.
One of the ways that I really like it is, you know, we all love neutrals. We all love our black, browns, grays, and whites. Well, there are shades of black, browns, grays, and whites. You know, anyone who's ever painted a wall knows that there's a lot of cream in the world. Mm-hmm. And each person has their most ideal white because of that yellow versus crispness. So that's a really wonderful thing to know when you are building your neutral color palette, your foundation. But I say, like, if you want to do it, go for it. It's, to me, not the end all be all of a great closet. It's just really whether or not you value it.
That's great. We have a lot of women that after their transformation, they celebrate themselves with a photo shoot, and a lot of them don't know like what colors to buy. So maybe this is something good for them to look into, because I always suggest solid colors for like a fitness photo shoot, because they just pop, they show up better rather than pattern, just because of all the lighting and that sort of thing. But that would be really neat for them to maybe dive into that. So they're showing up at the shoot in something that really complements their, you know, skin, eyes, hair, all of that. So that's really cool.
Certainly. I mean, it's something that a good stylist can give you a wonderful head to toe look for an event like that, for a photo shoot. And they should definitely factor in your coloring for sure as well. But I think that'd be a great first step for them for kind of feeling fantastic. You know, you're going to look good if you're in your colors.
Absolutely. Guys, I'm going to take a little break from the podcast and talk about something that's really important to me, and that is energy. Now, we could all use a little bit more energy, am I right? Now, I've got a cool little hack for you, and it's one scoop of Burn Cycle to replace your coffee. You know I'm not a huge fan of so-called weight loss products, but I'm in favor of delicious and easy ways to boost energy. Burn Cycle tastes amazing. My favorites are watermelon candy and blue raspberry. They both taste like summer to me, and it gives you an incredible focus and energy throughout your day, way better than a regular cup of coffee. Burn Cycle is made by Perfect Sports, and they make a bunch of other products that are easily the top of the line in performance, quality, and results, like the incredible Diesel New Zealand Grass-Fed Whey Isolate, the new Diesel Vegan, and the ALTRD State Pre-Workout, and many more. I've known about Perfect Sports for years now, and I've been working with them for months now. So if you want to get any of their amazing top-of-the-line supplements, click the link in the show notes below and save 20% off your order. Are there specific fashion strategies for individuals like transitioning from like a workout session to like other aspects of their life, you know, like, you know, heading out for a meeting after, or, you know, and I mean, we even have women that are working at the office, you know, 9 to 5, like what is some of your strategies there to like transition out of those outfit changes without going home and changing the entire outfit?
Yeah. I think your layers are where it's going to change, right?
Okay.
So if you, whether, even if you're wearing a like a tech pant or something that kind of, if you are keeping staying in your legging, for example. So if you're going to throw on like an easy hoodie and maybe a cool jacket, or is your, what's the condition? And you want to think about like, what are you layering? Are you going to put on a real bra and take off your sports bra, and you're going to put on like a fitted, like a cute t-shirt? That in itself can change it from being just workout to like next moment. Investing in quality pieces that look like fashion pieces will probably help as well. Even if it's the same zip up that you wear frequently a couple of times, or it's your go-to to look more polished, something that feels like an outfit, not just like, I threw on clothes to work out. You have to put in the condition of your sneakers. All of these things make something look like I'm running errands or I just worked out, versus like I intentionally put this together. It's that intentionality that makes athleisure look sophisticated. And what I think helps is the condition, keeping the condition of your clothing for those moments the best it can be, as with combination with layering, and then, you know, buying like or investing in some really interesting, stylish leisure. So it looks like you chose this, you know?
Yeah.
Those are probably the best bets.
Yeah. So not wearing like your old 5-year gym clothes. And then heading out like, to a meeting after.
Yeah, or like we are, like we know, like, you know, there's, we throw on, we grab the one baseball cap that was like by the door. Okay, yeah. Well, that's fine. But like maybe it's the color clashes, as an example. Like you can put it together and make it feel a little chicer, a little sleeker, because it looks like you thought about it. And we know what it's like when we don't think about it. I mean,
I think I've mastered that, because I'll buy like one color of like Lulu. And then if I have to go somewhere after, I'll throw on like a vest, a scarf, make sure my sneakers are nice, you know, my socks are nice and stuff, and I'll look kind of thrown together. What I have a question for you is, and we have a lot of coaches listening to this podcast too, a lot of fitness professionals. So for me, I'm a fitness professional. I'm, you know, known for, you know, being looking that sporty look, I guess, you know, like in my Lulus and that sort of thing. But if I have a meeting that's maybe more of a professional meeting, I'm going into an office or I'm going to meet, you know, a potential partner for lunch, what would you recommend somebody like me wear to that? And I don't want to wear my Lulus. Like I want to look a little bit more.
You want to actually, you want to change. You want to do a full change.
Yeah.
This is where I think that like, having fresher takes on casual clothing will help you a lot. So, you know, denim's always a go-to, but I think something even like a really sleek, like I love a wide leg white denim as like a dressed down but elevated look, right? And especially if you save it for, you know, quality moments, because it will still be in that crisp look. It will look fresh and it shows off the bod. Like it's so good year round, even in the winter, because it's also unexpected. People don't really lean into white jeans, and they are kind of a step down from like a white dress pant. I do really like that idea for you. I think that would look really, I think it would look sexy and sophisticated. I think staying in the, depending on obviously like how professional or formal the meeting, but you could probably continue, you could probably stay in the sneaker, because I think it's like a part of your brand and it's a cool way. It may be even transitioning into like a fashion sneaker versus a trainer. I also could see you in like a loafer, like something that feels office, but easy and walkable. It would probably, energetically, just picking up on you and here and like this, I'm thinking like a heel would, unless you're in like a really conservative, like formal environment, which I can't imagine they'd expect of you anyway. It feels like it'd feel forced, unless you were going to like a special event, or I feel like that'd be really forced. And then otherwise, I think a beautiful blouse. I think like, not something that feels worky, but something that feels like she came. She's here because people are going to expect you to be in relaxed wear. They're going to expect you to be in a t-shirt. They're going to expect you to be more in a cotton blend. I think like a cool, like Saint Laurent feeling, like edgy style, something, or even a bright color like this, and a beautiful fabric, a silk cashmere blend. These kinds of like, just it says like, oh, I just like threw this on, but it was a step up from, you know, you in your usual gear. And that's a great thought for everybody, is like, what's a step up from your usual gear?
Mm-hmm. Are platform boots still in, like the Doc Martin platforms?
Like the chunkies? Yeah. They're still having a moment. They're not completely out. You can definitely still wear any chunky heels. I think that like Doc Martens are a really good example of a classic that's just had a moment, you know, but there are plenty of people that have been integrating like that kind of style, like Rick Owens is a luxury designer, a premium designer, has been around for decades, who has always had that kind of aesthetic. He's always sort of had that like edgy avant-garde, chunky. And, you know, there are a lot of people who lean into that. And if that's sort of your vibe, I think that that's a great example of like, don't tuck your skinny jean into it. Like, that's what you can pair with a wide leg pant or a more relaxed like trouser. And that's your way of wearing it.
I always went for the platforms, even when I was like a teen. And then when I saw them, like, I think I bought them maybe 2 years ago. They're the patent black Doc Martens with the platform. I like love them. So, but that's a good tip. Pair them with wider leg and not your tights.
Yeah. Let the pant kind of cascade over it, so it feels a little bit like effortless, and, you know, you're not really showing off the boot. You just sort of have it peeping out, kind of like the way we used to wear like a pointy toe high heel underneath like our little kick flare jeans. Same concept. And you can do the same thing with like your sneakers too, or your flats. You kind of want it to pool a little bit, not in a messy, sloppy way, but in more of like a, it wasn't as thoughtful about the length. You want the length to kind of be a little bit like smushy, like almost like it chilled onto the shoe.
Okay. Yeah, I get that. Can you share a success story where you helped somebody dress for their changing body and that, you know, it might have made a significant impact on their confidence and their overall well-being?
Yeah. So I give two. So I had, one is a woman that I work with who works in tech, and she and I worked together virtually only. We've been working together for years, but she works in the West Coast, and she had done like the COVID life where she gained a little weight during COVID, and she realized nothing really fit. She was in her athleisure all day, and she was terrified to go back to work because, you know, she also had aged into her 40s and was like, oh, this is not working anymore. and she was really overwhelmed because, you know, with the change of the new size, she couldn't really figure out how to even find things that fit. And, you know, she actually recently did her headshots, and she texted me and said that everything she wore was things that we had bought like up to even like a few years ago when we first worked together. And, you know, she said that she felt like unbelievably confident. And for her, she never actually, her weight or her body didn't change back to the previous COVID. It sort of just stayed where it was. But she said that for the first time in her life, after working together, she actually felt more confident with the body that she had then, even though it wasn't as so-called as acceptable to her as it was before. Mm-hmm. And that was a really remarkable like piece of feedback for me, because, you know, our bodies will change, you know, and sometimes it's not in the way we like. Yeah. And if we can learn to love it, and our clothes can help us do that, then I've done my job. So that was a really good one. That's and awesome. Then a fun one, another, and a fitness one is like, I have a male client that is kind of hilarious. So he is works in law, and he, during COVID, he was remote, and he was like living on at the beach or something. He got rid of all of his clothes and bulked That's awesome. Up like majorly. He gained like 50 pounds or something, like became this huge like guy, and he's like, I don't know how to find pants that fit. And he's like, and I have to go back to court. So
Tight in
that
the
was
thighs,
fun.
tight in the butt, and like huge in the waist. He needed something more
Yep.
tailored.
Yeah, he was like the Hulk. I was like, okay, don't worry, I got you. We figured it out. But he was like, okay, I don't know how to navigate this. So he's like, I need clothes. I have to go be an adult now. So that was fun.
Funny.
That was thick thighs, you know?
Oh, that's so awesome. That's so awesome. So you mentioned that you do work virtually. How do you work with somebody like you? Like how do you work with your clients?
Okay, so I have a four-part process that
Okay.
is all about long-term transformation and a head-to-toe new wardrobe. So it's designed to make it not only for you to have like a cohesive wardrobe, so you have outfits for everything that feels modern and like you, it fits really well, but it's you now have the confidence and the knowledge how to keep it going. It's designed to really help you like be this way for as long as you want to be. And that's how I work with people. And virtually, it's through a series of video sessions. It's handpicked personal shopping where I do all the handpicked shopping for you and choose all the pieces, which is fun. It's kind
I
of like
love that.
I like it as a sort of like your Pretty Woman moment, but
Yeah.
I don't ever shrink here. That's the only part that I think is missing is having him pop in with his Amex, but it's
Yeah.
which is like, you know, the dream. But it's a within that process, we do the virtual sessions, I do the handpick shopping, and I show you how to put together head to toe outfits, answer those questions like, how do I wear this thing? What shoe do I put with it?
Yeah.
And then, you know, there's a series of guides and accountability exercises that also make it become a habit. Like, so you do know how to do this. So you
That's
feel
awesome.
empowered. And you know, if you are interested in something like that, I also offer little introductory consultations so people can get a little taste of what the service is like and, you know, if we're the right fit. But when I worked at Net-a-Porter, which is a luxury e-commerce company, I only worked with clients virtually. I had clients, and the people who worked with us were all over the country, some of them in other countries. They were,
Oh, wow.
you know, so the majority of the people that I worked with was virtual. It was email, phone, pictures. And, you know, at first it was a daunting thing to take on because I never, you know, solely did that before, but it was how I was able to build a really effective system and process in working with clients virtually, to understand who someone is and how to get them the results that they want quickly and effectively.
That's awesome. And when you say you actually shop for them, are you shopping online? Like you guys are going through like, or you're just like going, picking stuff and then coming back to the meeting and showing them? Or are you actually shopping with them like together online?
So what I do is I actually handpick and I just go through everything of the pieces that I think will work for filling their
Okay.
wardrobe, and then I send them everything. They either receive everything on what's called consignment, which is sort of a
Okay.
try before you buy. I have a few partners that are
Oh,
I have
cool.
relationships with that let me do that, and or depending on like what sizes we need or lifestyle, we will do a charge and send. But everything is done for the client. So shopping is painful, like tracking the order, like making sure it returned, like, you know, it's just a pain in the butt. And
Yeah.
we just want to make it like as easy and fun. So all you get is a bag of goodies that you can't wait to try on.
That is
And then
amazing.
there's a like a side by side try on process that we work on together. Because one of the biggest challenges that people tell me all the time is they shop online, they get a big order, nothing fits, they kept
Yeah.
nothing, they wasted hours shopping for it, they wasted hours, and it's just how bloody disappointing. Like, it's
Totally.
just so,
And you end up picking
and
like the same pieces. I feel like that's my problem. Like I used to have time when I was younger to go to the mall and be there the whole day and try on stuff. I do not have time to do that anymore. But then when I do, like if I do go shopping like for half an hour, I end up choosing like the same stuff. Maybe
yeah, you get the same shirt.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's the same cut in the same style, and you come home and you like it's just like kind of like I have a client that has the same striped shirts, like all constant, like tons of striped shirts. So what we do is we make sure that that box, those packages that you get, those things you're trying on, first of all, they're gonna stretch your comfort zone, so you're gonna try new things, but they're gonna fit and they're gonna work together. So you actually start building a wardrobe. And secondly, the try-on process is designed to make you better at this. It's designed to make you better at identifying what works, understanding why things don't work, and also knowing what's worth keeping and what's not. I will say one of the biggest mistakes people make is buying the same things over and over again, or only buying from certain brands because they've tried them before, and they just get just how, partially why people get into style ruts. And we just break you out of it and make it fun, because it can be like not fun, and we want it to be fun
And
and
do you go
easy.
through somebody's like wardrobe like as well? Is that part of the process? Like you actually go through all of their clothes and say yes, no, tailor it type of thing?
Exactly. So in person, that I do the same process in person in the New York metro area. But in virtual, like what we do is we do it in a video session, but I also put them through a little bit of a daily process that helps people understand, should I keep it? Because we all, in every closet I've ever been in, which is like hundreds at this point, someone is always like, but I want it, like, and I spend a lot of money, and I really like, and they just don't want to get rid of it. And that's okay. I'm not gonna like, I never make someone do they don't want something they don't want to do. But then I'm like, all right, well then you have to wear it. And you have to figure out, does it really belong there, or are you just holding on to this because of guilt and shame and some other story you're telling yourself? And that always tells you whether or not it stays or goes. As an example, so if you're really on the fence about something, put it on and wear it. Wear it to the kitchen, wear it to the car, wear
Good
it to
idea.
the Starbucks. Just wear it. And you will know very quickly if it rode up in an uncomfortable way, if it was itchy, or you'll be like, this is cute. Why was I not wearing this?
Or you don't like it. Like you don't like it as much as you thought. You know, you'll know it.
Exactly. Yeah. And maybe you loved it 6 years ago and now you're like, eh, I'm a new person. So yeah, we do go through everything, and we make sure that the things that you're keeping, you're either seriously considering, or they have a place there. They have a
Awesome.
true place in your wardrobe.
That's great. This is so awesome. Like I feel like I want to explore this more, even more for myself later on.
I
But
mean, we can certainly talk about it. I think that'd be so
It's cool.
fun.
It's cool because it's like one last thing that you know, you as a woman in their 40s, you have a lot on your plate, you know, kids, business, everything. And to take I'm at the point in my life where if things can you know, be more simple, and somebody can actually tell me to do something that works. I'm signing up. But this is
Yeah,
awesome.
we have better things to do.
Totally, totally. That decision fatigue is real.
Yeah, and if you're a business owner and you have, children and people you want, relationships, books you probably want to read. It's like, I'm sure, it's like how many hours a week, how many days a week are you thinking about this? Are you, I think about like how, like when people have events, they have like, whether it's a meeting or they're going on stage or they're doing a photo shoot, the like Ajna people get, and I don't blame them, but like the stress that it causes, and that is a very real experience, and it's very normal, and it's very common. As someone who is a stylist, I mean, I'll even just say, like, I have to think about when, like, if I go to a certain important thing, I have to put thought into what I'm wearing, and it's important for me, and it's something I value. And sometimes that thought is a little, is like a few more minutes than it would normally be. And when I have those moments when I'm like, oh my God, I have to actually think about this versus just like it being a costume for fun, it's I feel what my clients feel, because this is easy for me, and it still can sometimes be like, oh, I gotta think about this. I gotta think about this. Like, I have walked the dog. Like,
No, I know. And it was something that was really easy for me before. Like I think back to high school. I actually, you know, those year, I don't know if you did this in your high school, but the yearbook where people vote like who the person is. And I got voted best dresser. I am so far away from that now because life has taken over. I've completely changed. So I like always go back to that. I'm like, why can't I just be like naturally knowing what to wear? And I don't know if it's like an age thing or whatever. We have a lot on our plate. So it's really cool to sit down and talk to somebody like you that help people, you know, step into their confidence and, you know, dress for different situations. You know, I'm even thinking about, well, I have more speaking engagements. Like, what the heck am I going to wear on stage? You know? So there's all these things that, you help people with. I think it's awesome. Where can everyone connect with you and, you know, look into your services and just, yeah.
So I am very active on Instagram and okay. I'm in my DM. So if you want to say hi, it's _ let's get you. And it sounds just like it's spelled just like it sounds. It's the name of the business. And then you can also find me at letsgetyou.com for a little bit more about the services, a little bit more about my history, and, you know, learn more about how we could work together. You can contact me there or via DM. And I just want you to know, and I want everybody to know that, like, it is possible for you to feel really good in what you wear. It doesn't matter your size, your age. If you've never had it, if you used to have it, you can have it. I promise you, it is there for you. And it is a fantastic feeling.
Oh, thank you so much, Nicole. This is awesome. And I cannot wait to share this with everyone. And I'll connect with you personally soon.
I'd love to. Thank you so much. Bye.
And that's a wrap on another episode. Guys, thank you so much for spending this time with me. I just love being able to share these strong stories and thoughts with you. And I hope you were able to take away a piece of inspiration from today. If there's one favor I could ask, please keep sharing, post a screenshot, share a direct link with a friend, or post a review and help spread the word so more people can tune in and find their strong. And if you ever wanted to subscribe to our Strong Fitness magazine and get the physical copy mailed to your doorstep for more inspiration and motivation, I will include the link in the show notes, and please feel free to use my STRONGGIRL3 discount code to save. Guys, I cannot wait for the next show. I'm Jennifer Van Barneveld-Pay. Take care and stay strong.